Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our post-game thoughts on what a roller coaster it was here at Gillette Stadium. It didn't turn out so well for the Pats this time.
It was way too big of a hole, first of all, and they knew it. I mean, 31-3, you do figure most teams are down 31-3, and that's it.
And they're out,
you're
yeah.
ready to go home. If you're the road team, you're ready to take the flight back home like Houston last week.
Right.
The Patriots really did mount as interesting and as exciting a comeback as you're possibly going to see. Now, what ended up happening was once they tied it, they give up a long kickoff return to LaMichael James, and then the very next play is a touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree, and that kind of deflates it. It was still a game, and what a long game. What an interesting game, very topsy-turvy game, but you can't start out 31-3. It doesn't matter where you're playing, who you're playing against. Unlikely you're going to win that game. They gave themselves a chance, but too much early.
And Tom Brady said that a lot of it was that they beat themselves. And mm-hmm. Coach Belichick said, you know, overall it was just bad football. It starts from the coaching standpoint, bad football mm-hmm. overall. So.
Yeah, and I heard in the locker room a lot of lessons learned, and that's how they looked at it. Now I do feel as though they had to feel better about themselves having gotten into that locker room, having mounted that comeback, than if the game ended, say, 38-10 or 31-3.
Do you think they do look at that?
Well, because I think, like they said, the lessons learned were we are good enough to come back from a 28-point deficit.
Right.
The lesson is we can't fall behind that much. So I do feel as though if the game ended 31-3, then they'd really be questioning what has happened to us. We're better than this. So either way, I do think they're going to bounce back. They have two games that they're very winnable down the stretch here, and then we'll see where things fall in the AFC playoffs.
Yeah, Tom Brady was asked about the playoffs, and he didn't even go there. He said, our next opponent is Jacksonville, so that's all I'm going to focus my attention on now is Jacksonville.
That's right. I mean, so many areas that they can look at in this. Some good, a lot of bad, but they are still a 10-4 football team that is still a chance for a bye week. So, yeah, it's a late-season loss that you don't want to have, but it was to one of the better teams in the NFL. This wasn't like they lost to, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs right now. They lost to the Niners. So not all hope is lost, even though right now they probably feel pretty – Not too good about the way they play.
Right. Well, there's definitely a lot to monitor this week as far as practice goes, and they get ready for Jacksonville. But
we'll be monitoring it all, won't we?
That's right. We will. We'll have you covered right here on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.